Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you right now.
You know, this is a big, huge week. We are in the first full week of March, and we really are in a very tangible beingness, a moment that says, hey, who am I? What am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? It's the perfect day to be talking about manifesting the life of your dreams and about the enchantment energy that ignites your co-creative capacities. Because honestly, Sri, with the Metronian star opening, we have now three full points open. That inverted pentagram is really doing its best to ignite polarity in a month of incredible active energy.
So what we're referring to is the greater flow, the opening that is beyond the crown chakra. Mm-hmm. This is a cosmic flow, and it can be misinterpreted, meaning it can be stood on its end. And for those that are very much committed or aligned with polarity and conflict and density, you will find that their agenda will get bigger, broader, and have greater splash.
Splash is the word, because when you think of the word splash, or when I think of the word splash, I think of a landing, kind of like the lunar module returning into the ocean, you know, kind of a splashdown, that big blop. And that's really what we're talking about, because let's talk about it. We have the March equinox coming up. There is a huge energy coming up 19 and 20. This week, the 7th, 8th of March, it is Mahashivratri, which is a powerful energy moment on the planet, an annual powerful energy moment where the energy of Shiva is radiating. And of course, we know that Shiva is our destroyer, transformer, very much about entering into new life. The Earth is twinned. This third and fifth dimensional energies are anchoring more. And this is why that cosmic rise of the Metronian star, the opening of those three legs, and conversely, the inverted pentagram or the manipulation of that energy, we've got a lot that's happening because everything's in motion, everything's active. And the good news is, guys, if you give yourself the gift of really diving into your fifth dimensional energy, then you have the opportunity to live a life of enchantment through what's going on. I mean, how exciting is that?
That's absolutely exciting. And one of the things that's going on is the pot is being stirred. And that pot being stirred is being witnessed. You may say, well, it's the same old story. And I would beg to differ. The players are the same, but the story is shifting. And when I say the players are the same, what I'm referring to is the crisis in the Middle East, the mm-hmm. crisis with the migrants, the situation with the political circus going on in the United States.
Well, and all over the world. Look at the occupation of the press in Turkey. I mean, you've got things happening all over the globe.
You're really seeing the polarity acting out, because this is a month of action, and whether the action is constructive or degenerative remains to be evaluated. However, action is happening.
You know, and it's happening everywhere, guys. So I need to share with you, here at Terra Nostra, we are blessed to have our own little live studio audience every week. And that includes our four dogs. So every once in a while, you might hear some activity, and they're just chiming in. They're just giving their two cents, so to speak.
Yeah, indeed. And so everyone is giving their two cents, really, because what's happening in our world is an amplification of what was hidden. Now, consider that for a moment. An amplification of what was hidden means perhaps hidden jewels of wisdom are coming forward, or perhaps unhealed, rather corrosive impulses are coming forward.
Well, I think this is that manifestation of the third and the fifth, the twinning Earth, because you have the Matronian star, and the Matronian star is very much carrying this fifth dimensional frequency. As you mentioned, it was way above the crown chakra. And so because of that, we're having this cosmic connection, this cosmic opening. But then with this inverted pentagram, what we're also seeing simultaneously, Sri, is that the density is getting thicker. It's getting densier, if that's a word, if I could use it.
Yes, you can.
And so, okay, can I use that?
Densier.
It's densier.
And I'll agree. How do you spell that?
I don't know, but we can come up with lots of spellings, I'm sure. And hey, guys, you know that our phone lines are open. Looks like, though, that they're all full. So, you know, just hang in there, because as soon as we take callers, you can always call right back in and try to get on the lines once we free up a line. But I wanted to just go back for a minute, Sri, and talk about the beauty about enchantment, what it means, because that is a fifth dimensional frequency of beingness. And if you've not tuned in with our March Revelations video, please, please, please go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed, because we have new videos coming out all the time. As a matter of fact, Sri and I are going to be putting one out this week that we're going to be filming during Mahashivratri. Lots to talk about, including what's coming up around the equinox in March. This is going to be a big video. But go and watch what we said about March. Also, if you did not tune into January, or if it's been a while since you watched the January video where we released the whole Matronian star, go back and watch that one again, because Sri, this enchantment energy is building alongside of disenchantment energy. And I think that these are important energies when we talk about harnessing your co-creative capacity, because the reality is everyone's co-creating. You're either co-creating through the energy of being disenchanted in that densier experience of the third dimension, or you're captivating the enchanted life energy of your co-creative capacities in the fifth. And these energies are being in March and growing to the fact, guys, that in April, everything, I mean, it's like this huge, it's a splashdown in April. Everything that you put in motion in March, which is why March is an active month, is going to blossom or explode, would be the way I would describe it, in April.
Absolutely. And what's going to happen in April could be shocking to many people.
To the densies. I'm going to call them densies.
To the densies.
Can I use that? Can I call them a densie studio audience? What do you think of densie? I got a lot of thumbs up in the studio here, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Even
the dogs are wagging on that one.
We can start a new mind.
We're
going to
start the densies. Yeah.
Are you a densie?
Are you a densie? I don't know. You guys
are
going
to
tell us.
If you have to ask, you are.
I bet we all know some.
Anyway.
And how do you spell that?
I
got him, guys.
I think he has two eyes. I don't
know. Densey. All right. Whatever you think, Sri.
However, here's an important little piece that I want to share.
All right. Please do. Go for it.
One of the things that we have been talking about in the last few minutes is the notion that there is an electrification going on in the general energy body surrounding our planet. And
yeah.
I'm trying to pick a word that snaps you out of assuming you've seen this before. This electrification of the greater energetics is an opportunity to ignite. Now, what it ignites is a very human thing, meaning you will interact according to your attainment, according to your passions and desires, and see what gets ignited. So one of our themes for today's show was to talk about dreaming a higher, better life.
And really holding that dream as the ascended reality that you have every capacity to create.
Yes.
I'm glad you agree.
Yes. And you know, if you're sitting there going, well, I'm not that happy with my life, then what I would say to you is you need a new dream.
Yeah, for sure.
And one of the one of the teachings from the shamanic traditions is that everything you're experiencing is a dream.
Mm.
And there's a lot of truth in that. Because
the question is, what kind of dream is it?
Exactly. Is that we are interacting with an illusionary reality that is conspired to be perpetuated by all the densies. And there you are having your dream. Now, the question is, can you bring passion within that dream? If not, wake up. It's the wrong dream.
You know, Sri, that's the word, isn't it? It's passion, my angels. And I know that's why you, the most bar none amazing audience on the planet and the universe, tune in. Because when we can learn to ignite our passion, our passionate action, the dreams become the everyday reality.
Absolutely. And we've talked about that before, and your passionate action is indeed the gateway to soul-based living, the gateway to igniting what you took birth to do.
Well, it's self-ascension in motion.
It is. But it's an ignited heart.
Oh, yeah.
And so the idea of living the life of your dreams begins with, does your dream inspire you?
Yeah.
When you sit there and close your eyes and say, I want to imagine my perfect day. I want to imagine my perfect life and every detail that goes with it, from my partner to my career to my home to my environment. What do I see out the window? Who am I with? What am I doing?
You know,
How do I feel?
I have to stop you because we're living that. No, and I'm saying that because we're living proof that
it absolutely works.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm going off with these litany of questions and observations is each and every one of you, breathe that in.
Close your eyes
and imagine it. Turn it up right. See it. Who am I with? What am I doing? What's the music in the background?
Baby.
And if you get inspired, if a smile comes to your face as you start fantasizing, that fantasy will manifest.
Well, you know, I just have to say before we jump to the lines, because we have so many beautiful people waiting to say hello, that you were a dream and then you entered my life 13 years ago. And through the dreaming reality that we have been blessed to live, we have literally co-created every step of the way, leading us to this extraordinary moment where we are living the dream, the cumulative dream of being in community, living on as perfect land as you're ever going to find left on this planet, drinking crystal clear water, breathing pure fresh air, picking our fruit off our trees, harvesting vegetables out of our garden, dancing in the stars, loving in the sun, and receiving people from all over the world that get to touch that dream and bring that dream home. Guys, I just want to share with you that make your dream happen, because you have, Sri and I did nothing special except we never let failure be an option. We never let anything steal our dreams. We never let anything stop us. Whenever one of us was down or whenever one of us was like, this is never going to happen, we knew and we had enough trust and faith in the divine flowing through us that it carried us through everything. And if there's one key to living an enchanted life, I would say if you had to take one thing from today's show, then take from this that your enchanted life begins the minute you decide. That's it. You just have to say, that's it. I'm ready. It's
if
my
not
time.
Now, when?
Exactly.
And now is the when.
This is the when, guys, because and think about it. You tuned into this show. You are here right now listening to this show, whether you are listening to us live, whether you're listening to us in the archives, whether you're finding us 5 years from now, it doesn't matter. You're listening to this show right now because deep in your heart, you have made a decision to live your enchanted life. And Sri and I are standing right beside you, applauding you, loving you, and saying to you, right on, go do it now. Nothing is too unattainable. Nothing. The only thing that stops us is what? It's that silly little doubt, those silly little fears, those silly little hangover ideas that try to tell us we coulda, woulda, shoulda, that we're not good enough. Well, you know what, guys? That is bunk. It is absolute illusion, and it's density to the max. And that's what our density friends give us, is a reminder of what we were, not what we are. Yeah, baby. I'm on a roll.
Yeah, you are. and you know, and Densi makes good compost.
Yeah, it does.
And
it
that's
does.
What it's
it
for. Does. It's to help you recycle into a greater, brighter, more colorful version of yourself.
I love it. And you know, Sri, I love that we have so many people waiting to say hello. And so let's say hello.
Well, we're going to do that. We're going to start where we start, which is at line 5 with right. Farron from Rhode Island.
First time caller. Namaste, Farron. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sri and Kira. Thank you so much for answering. I just felt like I really needed to call you today and say hi.
We're glad you Hi, Angel. I'm so glad you called. Hi. How can we serve you?
Thank you. Well, I have been in a lot of transition so far in 2016, and I'm really feeling called to start a new life and a new job in Fort Collins, Colorado, and just wondering if you can give me a mini soul reading about this year and kind of how to stay out of doubt and what you would like to say about this whole thing.
Well, I'm honored that you're asking, Angel. I can share this with you. Your movement is all over you. I am smiling that you got through today as we're talking about movement and as we are also sharing about the energies of March. This move for you, it's funny. It's like a three-quarter. And what I mean by that is they're saying it's a good move, it's a good place to be, and it's like it's not your final spot. However, it's an important piece of your journey. They're saying there's going to be three important things that you are going to find there, and that all of them are needed for you to eventually wind up where you're going to be. What I'm seeing is probably like it's looking like the next 3 years. You're resonating with the number three very strongly. It's not months, it's not weeks. So it feels like it's going to be a 3-year ride there that's really going to bridge two pieces of your life. And they're also saying that be very realistic about the cold. And as long as you're prepared for it, it won't bother you. And that it's important for you to not hold back on what you have to offer, and to find what you are seeking will happen easily as long as you keep your mind clear from distraction. There will be a couple little distractions along the way. You're going to know what they are. You're going to smile through them. Mm-hmm. And the next 3 years for you are going to be really nice, really fun. And I think you're going to really enjoy where you wind up. So I'm really grateful you called, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. Well, Sri, let's take another caller. And guys, absolutely. Remember, if you're trying to call in, as soon as we hang up with someone, that's your moment to try and get back in. And let's just go right up to line
4. We're going to say hi to Brandon from Colorado.
Well, that's where Farron's going. That's hey, why. Brandon. Namaste and welcome.
Namaste, guys. Hello. Hi, I love you guys so much.
Oh, we love you too, sweetheart. It's always good to hear from you.
I just took your RRST class, and I'm taking your Navigating Inner Matrix class, and I just wanted to say thank you so much. It's really helping me so much.
Aww. Well, thank you for your sincerity and your trust.
You know, I love that you're matching RRST with NIM. Wow. It's funny, Brandon, as I'm mixing with you today, as I see your energy field, you're radiating violet, emerald, gold, which means the Navigating the Inner Matrix and you are already becoming one beautiful union of expansion. And so, you know, the only thing I can say with you, share with you today is I love you, I support you, and I am so proud of you. Keep going, because your life is just starting to get amazing. And so just know that and just keep going. Don't stop. Don't let anything stop you, Brandon, because what's on the other side is just too beautiful not to harness for yourself. And just feel our love around you now, Angel.
Oh, I do feel it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, Tree, let's take one more.
Absolutely. Let's head to line 1 and we'll say hi to Monica from Ohio.
Namaste, Monica. Welcome.
Namaste, Tree and Kira. Feel all my love and gratitude around you both.
Oh, we and do, sweetheart.
Thank you. I love you both so much. And I wanted to ask you if it's all right to have a small mini soul reading.
Well, of course it's all right. And it's funny, as I'm connecting with you, what I'm seeing, it's interesting. It looks like thousands of teeny tiny little blue butterflies. I mean, they're adorable. They're so cute. And they're like all over, and you're skipping in the middle of them. And it's like I'm seeing you skipping in this field, and I'm not kidding. All of these little blue butterflies, and some of them touch you, and you giggle, and I see them on your nose and your ears and your head and your fingertips. And your, I mean, they're just, it's adorable. And what they're saying is, we are one and we are many. We are you and we are the universe. Let go of your mind and fly with us. And together we will show you what is there, what is real, and what is ready to be known. And so, my angel, I'm going to encourage you to sit, meditate, connect with these beautiful little blue butterflies, see yourself in this field, and pay attention to the messages that are around you, because it's right there, and I don't want to ruin it for you. And thank you for letting me see this beautiful gift that you're holding today. Namaste, angel.
Thank you. Namaste to both of you.
Namaste, love. Well, Sri, you know, we are so blessed, truly, because, you know, as I say it over and over again, bar none, the best listeners in the world. And it's never any accident who gets through on what day, because here we are talking about living this enchanted life. And you know, I think about these beautiful blue butterflies around Monica and that beautiful violet, powerful violet, emerald, golden energy around Brandon and Farron's move and the way that things are shifting. And it just, it's so important, because living the life of your dreams is as easy as you let it be, or as difficult as you may want it to be.
And this brings us to the X factor on living your life, the life of your dreams. Mm-hmm. And that X factor can be understood as the inspiration quotient.
Yeah.
It can be understood as that that zip.
Diddy-doo-dah.
Yeah.
I couldn't resist.
Well, there's the butterflies and the birds.
Well, I can't help it. I'm still there. I still see them.
Here's the thing. So often when we are launching ourselves, let's say in a career, mm-hmm. Which is a very common mm-hmm. challenge for mm-hmm. folks, mm-hmm. Let alone the second career. Mm-hmm. You know, we trained in one line, so to speak, in one avenue of engagement, and then we went to something else. But here's the thing. If your vision for your future does not depend upon spirit, that is, if your dream is so attainable that you could do it without any help, it's not big enough. This is the thing to remember. If your dream takes a leap of faith, if it means there has to be some magic that shows up to help it fully manifest, and if the X factor is there, meaning you feel an excitement, you feel a propulsion or an electric in the air when you think about this dream, if you have the electricity and you don't have all the visible resources to accomplish it, then you're on the right track, because truly, it takes spirit. It takes the divine embrace to fully fulfill you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the signals that you're actually dreaming from your soul space rather than from your ego. Because
wow.
The soul doesn't have any limits, and the ego loves limits.
Well, the ego can't live without limits. As a matter of fact, the ego is one of the things that goes out of its way to say, you are limited.
Absolutely.
So you need me. It's a self-preserving thing.
The ego is this linear progression of efforting, no sweat, no gain, no pain. You know, and all those catchphrases are very much of the body and of the ego.
Yeah.
And they, to some extent, they work within that zone of operation. However, to live the life of your dreams, well, I'll tell you what, if you are inspired and that you continue to work with spirit in manifesting, then the fruits of your inspiration will be far tastier.
Ooh, I love that. I love that, because I just love fruit.
Well, let's think of this metaphorically. Well, yeah,
you came for the produce. Sri says that all the time. You guys remember that one from KPAC? Sri's constantly, I came for the produce. But I do love fruit, so I like
absolutely.
That metaphor.
Because we can all live a
Lately,
life.
Lately, I've been eating these peaches that are so good.
The peaches
good.
Have
oh
been really good.
God.
Hey, gang, it's summer in South America.
Oh, my
America,
God. And,
so.
Our apples are getting ready to blossom, and it's just like, ah.
But I just want to make sure that I'm really communicating here, because this is not window dressing. This is an essential ingredient, and it's truly the X factor. Number one, the electricity needs to be in your vision. That is, you have to have a sense of excitement about
yeah.
it, that it just tickles you in some fashion. Number two, the vision needs to feel bigger than a linear ego could create.
Yeah, for sure.
That is, it has to have a little magic in its manifestation. It's going to need collaboration from either other people or from a greater energy.
Well, that's why I was giggling when you said the collaboration, because really we're back to giving ourselves permission to have an amazing life, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Isn't that the ultimate collaboration? To give ourselves permission, which stems right back to you deserve it. No matter what anybody says, and guys, you know, so often we have talked about this, and I'm just giggling thinking about Brandon, because he recently took our RRST course, one of our amazing home study programs. It's a whopping $22 that I know changed his life forever. And one of the things that we teach there is we offer you very powerful meditations for all of the chakras. And I want you guys to feel this, okay? When we can go into our root chakra with the energy of, I deserve because I was born. Now take that in. I deserve because I was born. If you were not born, if you had not taken an incarnation on this planet, we'd be having a whole other conversation. However, the reality is we're all here in our protoplasmic jumpsuits. We know that Sri showed up for the produce, and we're all here because we deserve. You deserve because you were born, my angel. And so knowing the truth of that, stabilizing the root chakra, you free yourself to create. You are unlimited. And that's the passionate action of that co-creative principle.
And this principle is, in fact, it resides on the positive side of polarity.
Mm.
Now, let's play with that for
powerful.
A second.
Powerful.
How many people on this planet actually believe in and feel that they have done something wrong, that there is original sin?
Yeah, well, I don't even get me started
I'm
on
not going to name any great
We won't
great
name
things.
Names. You know
however,
who you are.
However,
and I was one of you.
Even if you reconcile the notion of original sin, there is still the residue of I'm flawed.
Well, yeah,
there's something wrong with
me. The essential flaw, which, guys, you know, all that is the ability for governments and people that want to control you, to make you buy into the fact that unless you have them, you're never going to be right. Well, the reality is just the opposite of that.
So yes, and here we are, two sides of a coin. On one side, we have the quote-unquote original sin and all of the suffering and lack that goes along with
yeah,
that psychology.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the other side, we're going to call it, I am an original blessing.
Ooh, I love that.
I am the original blessing.
I am the original blessing.
I live
love
a
that.
Blessed life, and good things come to me and through me.
All right, Stuart Smalley. I'm sorry.
And doggone it, people like me.
I couldn't. I'm sorry. I just couldn't not do
but
that.
Is that.
Sorry,
not
guys.
The fact that when you are lined up with your joy,
yeah.
when you are holding that positive, energetic wellspring, that it doesn't come from being seduced. It comes from the center of your soul,
exactly.
that positive energy.
Exactly.
And when you're sitting there, yeah, I am blessed. I am a blessing.
I deserve because I was born.
And because you are the divine in body.
Woo-hoo!
And of course you deserve. And of course, because you were born, we are incarnate creators.
Oh, we are. Now, you know, I have to just stop here right now. We have all of you holding. I promise you we're going to get to you next. I would be absolutely remiss if at this moment I didn't bring up the power of your miracle presence. I think we need to talk about that because many, many millennia ago, all right, let me take you on a little journey.
Okay, pull the blankies up.
All right, right, let's get a little cup of tea, get a little blankie. But many millennia ago, this is true, we were all together once before. Angels, you are listening to the show because you know it's true. We all were together before. And in that moment, we were in our ascended presence. And we were, none of these conversations were had because everything was a miracle. And all we did was celebrate the miracle of our divine being. And in this world, scrolling forward to this linear time experience now, Sri and I are blessed and honored that about 12 years ago, Archangel Zadkiel and Ascended Master Saint Germain and a few other beloved, amazing beings came to us and said, it's time now. It's time for the miracle workers to come back together and co-create that. And they offered us some beautiful processes, and we launched what's known now as the TOSA Miracle Team. And I really encourage you, if deep in your heart you know what we're saying is true, then March is a month of action. Take the action. Go visit TOSA Miracle Team, T-O-S-A, miracleteam.com. Read the About Us page, read the Why Join Us page, and then read the Join Us page. Guys, for $2 a week, okay, we're talking about, what is that, a day, like a quarter? For $2 a week, you can say to the universe, I remember who I am, and receive an enormous amount in return from that. And the blessings just keep going and going and going, and you can read all about it. And I just want you to know that you can start at that. There's other ways that you can participate. You receive so much support as a Miracle Team member and as a healing light contributor to our planet. Because whether you feel ready to become an active Miracle Team member right now or not, it doesn't matter. Go connect with this website, TOSAMiracleTeam.com. Learn about the healing light. Use it. It's free. It's our gift to the planet. It's made available through the membership of the team. Learn about everything that's on there and become an empowered yourself as an enchanted miracle co-creator, because this is the truth of who you are.
And this is about taking action. You know, you can sit on the sidelines of your life and wish it were better,
yep,
or you can stand up and say, I'm going to do something I can do right now.
I deserve because I was born.
Absolutely. And no, a giant apartment, a huge house is not built overnight. It takes steps. However, if you don't take the steps, there is nothing down the road but more of what was yesterday.
Well, and you know, I just have to keep saying again, you and I are really finally living the dream. I'm not saying finally, but we've lived a dream for 13 years, but we held the vision.
Is that why you keep pinching me?
Could be. Well, but you know, we held the vision of the community. We always knew it would manifest. We tried a few other times and it didn't work, but we never let it stop. And here we are, it took 13 years, but everything manifested because failure is not an option. And we made a conscious commitment as miracle creators to the universe.
Absolutely. And also, one of the keys in living your dream is to let go of the attachment to the outcome.
Yeah.
And what this means is it brings me joy to hold the vision.
Exactly.
However, it also brings me joy to be breathing the air of today.
Exactly. To be living today with the vision of the big picture, manifest all the pieces.
It's as if your life is a thread and you begin to see the tapestry that you're weaving, even if it hasn't yet manifested in the physical.
Yet you know it is manifesting because failure is never an option. You know, it's those moments in our lives, my love, when we feel that things are the worst or the most upside down, that we have the seeds of success in our hands. The question is, can you see that?
I must be growing something big if there's compost all around. That's what I have to say about that.
It's like my garden is fertile, baby, and I'm ready.
When you look around and you see the compost, you know something beautiful is coming.
You know it, and it's ready to grow. So speaking of ready, let's go to the phone lines. We are packed. We have all these beautiful people waiting. Sri, let's go to line two.
Line two, we'll say hi. It looks like Dina from Virginia.
Namaste, beautiful. Welcome.
Oh, hi, it's Jenna.
Welcome.
Oh my gosh, I love you guys so much, and the only reason why you have the best listeners is because we're just a reflection of you guys. You two are so amazing, and I'm so grateful for you guys to be mentors to me, and I'm just so grateful to have you in my life, and thank you so much. And I've been having so many crazy changes and shifts in my life, and I would just really be honored to have a mini soul reading.
Oh, Angel. Well, you know, you made me cry just because your energy is so beautiful and you are so sincere. And your mini soul reading is so incredible because as you're talking, what I'm noticing is this, you probably know what a Sri Yantra is, but this Sri Yantra is behind you and is gold. And every time you say a word, I'm watching this energy come into you, vibrate through you, come into you, vibrate through you. Now, what that's offering you is a very secure connection of inspiration and support. And it's you know, some people refer to this as a cosmic home, like the visceral picture of the Om or the cosmic center of the universe. And what's important for you to realize is, yeah, you've got a lot going on in your life right now because you're carrying huge energy. What's fascinating is you're resonating with the zero. Now, when we resonate with the zero, what that means is we are at a moment of pure creation. So I find it perfect you got through today. I find it perfect you're calling on a show where we're talking about co-creation, because when we are resonating with that number and the Sri Yantra has shown up, what the universe is saying to you is don't hold back. Let your dreams flow through you. And it's like for you, it's like the minute you put everything into action right now, everything you need is just going to line up to help it unfold. And they're saying, do not be dissuaded by those who say you can't. There's going to be a couple of people around you that are going to do that. Love them for reminding you that you can. And so it is. Thank you for calling, Angel. We love you.
Thank you so much. Namaste. I love you. That was
wonderful.
Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste. Well, Sri, let's go to line number three, where we have Laura. Namaste, Laura. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, namaste.
I hear birds.
I hear pretty birds.
This is Elizabeth.
Well, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I wasn't sure if it was me.
It's you, Angel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so grateful.
How can we share?
To speak to you. I'm just so intensely grateful that you're in our lives and that you give to us. And I want to give my love back. And I want to give my love back in such a way that I can share with a partner. And I've been unable to create that. And I'm still dreaming. I haven't given up. So I wanted to know if you had any insights for me.
Oh, Angel, first of all, I just want to share with you again, wow, are you beautiful. You know, you have the kind of energy that I just, my heart is so big around you because, boy, of course you got through as we're talking about enchantment, because you have the energy of the enchantment, of the beautiful princess, the queen, the goddess. And what I'm seeing is that there is a cocoon of wholeness around you that is intimidating those who are just not right for you. It's almost like you're being saved for that perfect one. And that perfect one is actually very available. They've been doing a lot of their own work. And it's interesting. They've had their own like cocoon around them. And it's kind of fascinating to me because it's like the two of you meet and I'm watching the two of you meet as both of these cocoons don't evaporate. They actually become one. And what they're saying is that your journey will continue. Broaden the search, be more available to those that are ready for you, and enjoy the magic that is yours to have. And they're talking about the number four. I think it's within the next 4 months. However, here's the key, Angel. You don't need to compromise. Honest to goodness, it's like the universe has you and they're saying, just trust us. We're making sure this thing goes right.
Be visible.
Be visible and be discerning. You're going to meet this one who's right where you are. And oh my God, I'm like there's this inner part of me that is so happy because I see how happy you are. Just don't give up. Keep going, but carry the gift that you are with the beauty that you have. And yeah, you have an amazing amount of love to give. And I'm just so honored to have this moment with you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Angel. Nice. I'm going to cry.
I feel honored to be with you too. Thank you both so much. I love you.
Oh, we love you too, honey. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Sri, I'm really going to cry. It's so beautiful.
Beautiful people indeed.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a feeling if we go to line four, we're going to find Laura. Let's give that a try.
All right. Who's on line four?
No.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Suzanne?
Yeah, this is Laura from California. So many Lauras today.
Hi, Angel. How are you?
I am overwhelmed about this, all this energy and all these feelings that come through you and from since I'm connected to you a few months ago. And now, actually, we just started yesterday the Violet Flame, the Ascended Master course. And there is a question. Oh, I have so much emotions, I know, just talking about that. I do feel, in a very few words, a masculine presence around me in the subtle plane that is like washing it out. Everything that I get from spiritual practice is getting washed. And this, I have to start from zero again and again. I don't know. And I feel like not really control, but someone like in a subtle cage of this being, which I don't know who he is. It's my spiritual teacher or with someone else, or I don't know why I do feel like that. Because I feel connected to archangels. So I got through you, and today I felt like to make a connection with you, and I gave up, and the feeling came again, and I gave up, and so I got first connected, and it cut off by itself. So now probably it's very serious something here, because I have a very, very meaningful dream before starting this course with you, the class, the Inner Matrix, and I have to share it with you on the written way. But today, it's like a calling from above to talk to you, so I don't know what's there, what you feel to tell me or not, or how, what about.
Well, Angel, go ahead, honey.
So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming in my life and supporting me and guiding me. I feel you in my thoughts. I feel you in my heart. I feel you around me.
Oh, sweetheart. You know, I love you so much. And, you know, it is absolutely not an accident that you were drawn to be in the Violet Flame Navigating the Inner Matrix with us right now. What's going on around you right now? I want to invite two things for you. The first thing is that this is your moment, okay? These next 9 weeks, you know, we started the course yesterday, yesterday. These 9 weeks are yours. And anything that shows up around you energetically, anything that shows up around you in dreams that seeks to take that moment away from you, you have the power to simply say, this is my time and I am commanding the light so that I am free to live the most amazing life that I deserve. And I'm sharing that with you because that's the message. You have these incredible angels around you right now, and they just keep saying, reminder, this is your time. This is your moment. This is the time you have prayed for, wanted. This is the freedom you've been calling, and everything else is just that which seeks to distract you. And that's what they want you to know right now. Be it's okay for you to be a little selfish right now because you have earned this time, and that anything else that feels not right, it's okay to say, I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you. And so it is, my angel. I love you. I'm proud of you. Keep going.
Thank you. Love you tons, both of you. Namaste. I cannot express my gratitude.
And to you, my angel.
Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste. Shrey, I think we would be remiss not to say that we should give a shout out to all of our amazing students that have joined us in the Navigating the Matrix Violet Ray program.
Well, a lot of them are regular listeners at Shrey and Kira Live.
I mean, it's just the energy of the miracle presence and then that program. It's been, we were giggling that yesterday in the United States was their Super Saturday for the political realms. But yesterday for us was Super Self-Ascension Saturday.
It was incredible.
I would say that five times fast.
With sprinkles. Little sprinkles of light.
Yeah. And, we were talking earlier about going to TosaMiracleTeam.com. Well, one of the benefits of that, certainly for you and I sometimes feel it's more of a benefit for us, is that every month, the first Saturday of the month, we gather as a team and we host our miracle gathering of spirit, and everybody from all over the world connects in, and we do these incredible ceremonies and share. And it was just so beautiful on Navigating the Inner Matrix. We have students, we were talking about this, in every continent of the world participating in that program, and they were sharing with each other, and the myriad of communication and accents and sharing and the beauty of this program. And, if you're listening today and saying, oh gosh, I wanted to be in that program. Look, if you register by tomorrow morning, we can still sneak you in. But really,
we'll
guys,
give you the recording for
you the recording for class one. But honestly, you got to do it I'm glad you're listening live. You got to do it right now. And that's still at the website, shreeandkira.com. But truly, Shree, I think we would be remiss on today's show talking about enchantment if we didn't discuss how powerful it is when we take action.
Absolutely.
Because we need to take action to have the enchantment in our lives. Enchantment doesn't come if you sit at home and say, I want to be enchanted. Doesn't work.
It also doesn't come when you say, I am feeling down. Now I demand that you enchant me. How many people get themselves kind of wrapped up in a bummer of some sort, whether it's their ego drama has led them down a dead end pathway. And then they say, okay, spirit, lift me out of this mess.
Exactly.
Well, hey, you got yourself there. Smile at that. And when you can laugh at how you messed it up, you can then laugh at how it'll all come into a nice order. Until we have a sense of humor about our faux pas, we don't have our fantastics.
Faux pas fantastic, darling.
It really takes that buoyancy. The buoyancy comes when we realize we're not defined by our actions. We're not defined by our emotions. We are defined by our divinity. Piece of us that sparkles, that piece of us that's ignited with light. And that is the truth of our existence.
Tell it, Shree.
The rest of it is window dressing. And when I say window dressing, I'm talking about your body shape and size.
I'm talking about
your language, your vocabulary, what kind of car you drive.
I don't know. Tell me.
That's all a bunch of clothing.
Yeah, it is.
It's a bunch of clothing. And when you greet the divine, do you kiss the clothing or do you look into the eyes of the spirit? And this is truly
maybe
what
both.
I'm talking about. We need to reorient ourselves to see what is essential and true, and then we'll get through the lumpy, grumpy stuff.
Always.
That's my two-minute gospel. That's it, right there.
Well, that's Enchantment 101, according to Shree, and I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. It reminds me, Shree, one of the things that we do, I just have to share because it's so beautiful, is at TosaMiracleTeam.com, this is where Shree and I also do our live blogging with all of our Miracle Team members. And just today, Shree launched the most amazing forum. And, I've always said he's my roomie. If you've ever read any of our books, especially Sacred Union, The Journey Home, read that book. It's amazing. It's in, I don't even know what printing now. It's been a bestseller for years now, but with good reason. And every chapter opens with incredible poetry written by my roomie, Shree. But Sri just started a beautiful forum on mystical sacred poetry, discovering the divine wisdom. And I have to tell you, Sri, I am loving this forum. I am just loving it. And one of the other ones that I blog on pretty regularly is Life Lessons from the Bhagavad Gita, very near and dear to my heart. And what's so near and dear to my heart is the way that we're able to have such live communication with everybody on the website. It's really quite fun. And I'm sharing that because that's what this show is too. We have the blessing of being with you live. And you know, I look at it, it always goes so fast. How does the time always slip by so quickly on these shows?
Why doesn't time go backwards?
Well, you know, it does. When we step into quantum space, we just need to figure out how to put BBS into quantum linear time, right? Into quantum space time so that we can expand everything. But
in order to touch the densies.
The densies,
hey,
baby.
We have to follow a clock. However, once you have touched in with us, we will be with you.
Always.
And beyond the structures of the radio station.
Indeed.
And beloved ones, look for that, feel that, and trust that, because the divine in me greets the divine in you.
With the ultimate, most beautiful, enchanted namaste.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. We love you. And beloved angels, I know we have a whole bunch of people still holding. Please, please, please call early next week so we can say hello to you.
Or send us an email to guest@sriankiraradio.com and we'll get you in the queue for a response that way also.
And I know we got quite a few of you still waiting for responses that way. We're doing our best to get to everybody as fast as we can. And if it takes us a few weeks, please, please, please know it's not because we don't want to. We really will get to you.
And so, beloved ones, let's take a deep breath together. Let that smile come to your face.
Indeed.
And until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you know that all is truly well.
We love you.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriankiraradio.com and check out more information at sriankiraradio.com. See you next week. Namaste.